Ezekiel by Brother John Aufrey, pages 57 and 58, covering chapters 3, verse 15 to 21. Ezekiel, Israel's watchman. Ezekiel has been called, strengthened, and instructed. We left him in verse 14, having experienced the sweetness of taking in the word of God, beginning to feel the bitterness, the responsibility that this brings. In verse 15, the prophet returns to the people of the captivity, they to whom his message was to be delivered. And he sits there astonished, or overwhelmed in the RSV, among them for 7 days. As he contemplates the tremendous responsibility which now is his. The reason for his bitterness is not difficult to see. No doubt his was an identical case to that of Jeremiah. Mine heart within me is broken because of the prophets. Jeremiah 23 verse 9. We have already seen that many of the captivity had become affected by the false prophecies of Hananiah, who had proclaimed that the captivity would be over within 2 years. And there were also false teachers among the exiles in Babylon. Shemaiah wrote letters from the land of exile to Jerusalem, telling the people and the priests to rebuke Jeremiah. And there were others too, of whom Jeremiah wrote, "Let not your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you, for they prophesy falsely unto you in my name. I have not sent them, saith the Lord." Ezekiel had to contend with these men in the captivity, as Jeremiah was doing in Jerusalem. Little wonder the sweetness of his call became bitterness as he sat for 7 days contemplating the work before him. We have already observed that Ezekiel was a Levite of the priestly class. We noted too that he received his call to begin his ministry in the 30th year of his life, which was the year in which the priest in Israel began his work in the temple. In Leviticus 8, we see that a priest beginning his ministry had to be consecrated. This took 7 days, and on the 8th day, he commenced his ministry proper. For 7 days, Ezekiel sits astonished, the primary idea of which is to be silent. We understand this to denote that he sat in lonely and silent grief. Can it be that during this 7 days, Ezekiel is presented to us offering, as it were, the sacrifices of a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, and undergoing his period of consecration, ready to begin his work on the 8th day? At the end of this 7 day period, Yahweh again speaks to him, and again the tremendous responsibility which was his is pressed home. I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. It was the duty of a watchman on the walls of the city to blow the trumpet at the first signs of an enemy's attack. The people working outside the city walls could then hasten into the city, and the defences of the city could be set up. Once the watchman had sounded the alarm, it was then the responsibility of the people to ensure their own safety. If they heard the sound of the alarm trumpet but continued to work in the fields, and the enemy overtook them and killed them, it was entirely their own fault, and the watchman was guiltless. But if they died because the watchman failed to sound the alarm, the watchman was guilty of murder. Ezekiel was to be a spiritual watchman in the midst of Israel, which were in captivity. By placing Ezekiel in this position, notice how the mercy of Yahweh shines through. It had been previously declared through the prophet Jeremiah to the children of Israel, I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. Thus, these Jews to whom Ezekiel prophesied were in the captivity because they had refused to listen to the trumpet warnings of men like Jeremiah. It's chapter 6 of Jeremiah, verse 17. And here now in the captivity, God, in his mercy, raises up another watchman to warn them of further judgment and to tell them the truth as to the duration and purpose of the captivity, and to instruct them concerning the restoration. The duties of the watchman are discussed at greater length in chapter 33 and will be considered further at that point.